Well, Michael, I think, you know, competition-wise, it's been really good for us. We've played, a lot of bigger schools, pretty good competition. Obviously, we're getting a lot of games crammed into a three-week period of time. And, we come out of it, winning the games and healthier, I guess you could say, or at least healthy, staying somewhat healthy. I think there's kids, role kids have done a nice job of fitting into their roles, and I think we're playing pretty good right now, but we know what's ahead of us.
So your last timeout, which was going to be 8 days ago now, with the first round bye here in the sub-state, was against one of the top teams in the state with Little River. You guys won that game 62-57. How important was it to have that type of competition and come away victorious heading into this sub-state and hopefully state?
Yeah, it's very important. That game, and a couple other ones too, but that one in particular felt like a state game. When we got on the bus to come home, it felt like we had just played in the state tournament. Great crowd, great atmosphere, obviously a very good team. Both teams went back and forth. We got off to a good start and kind of got a little bit of lead and kind of held on to it into the fourth quarter. And then they made a run at us, which all good teams do, and tied it up. And then, Brecken hits a shot there with about 30 seconds going to game, and then we hold on and get a rebound on a missed shot, and that's how the game kind of ended.
You mentioned Brecken McGuire. He's kind of been the driving force here in February for you guys, looking at the points per game per contest. But what has his maturity level been now as an upperclassman compared to his freshman and sophomore years been?
Well, he's taken on that role of being a leader. Again, he's gotten better at being a vocal leader, but, he leads us on the floor. Very composed kid. Nothing really rattles him too much. And that run, that kind of goes over all our other kids. I thought that was important in the Little River game. He got two quick fouls in the first minute and a half of the game and had to set some of the first quarter. And I thought our kids really stepped to that occasion. We got a lead. We built it up a little bit with some other kids. Carell Robinson really stepped up well. But all those kids, Jaden, Braden, Wendell come off the bench. Daron gave us good minutes. Isaac Knuth come in, gave us good minutes. So I think his leadership there just helps the kids feel, calm and hey, we can do this type thing.
Looking at the matchup this afternoon with Centralia, a team that's much better than probably what their record indicates, playing in a very competitive Twin Valley League. But what do you know about the Panthers and what you guys are going to be having to take care of business this afternoon against?
Well, the first thing you got to deal with a lot of length. They got a lot of 6'2", 6'3" kids, so they're pretty lengthy. And, if you're not fundamentally sound and try to throw over the top of them, that can give you a lot of headaches. So, they're going to do things the right way. They're mentally tough. They're going to play physical. They're not going to come in here intimidated. It's Centralia. They've been in these kind of things in every sport they play. So, that's a challenge. And again, at this time of the year, as I've told the kids all week, the teams that do the fundamental things, keep people in front of them, box people off, make layups when you get opportunities to make layups, those type of things is what's going to be the difference in the ballgame.
Looking at the entirety of this season, Coach, obviously you guys came up just short in the Lyon County League tournament for one of your guys' team's goals, but you guys are in search of their sixth straight state appearance for this. How important would it be to get a win, not only this afternoon, but also next Friday night, to continue that streak and give you guys an opportunity to defend your state championship from a year ago?
Well, that's always our goal coming in season. Obviously, we, like you said, we have goals throughout the season, preseason tournament, league play, tournament play. And then once tournament's over, we're working to get better and become the best we can be going into postseason. And I always just say, we want to be playing good basketball and then, make a run and see what we can do. We know we got a target on our chest. We know people are going to come in and play us their very best game, and that's okay. We just have to step up to that challenge. And these kids, I feel like, are ready to take on that challenge, but we have to show up and play. It's do or die. It's every team, to me, it's 0-0. Whoever's going to put the complete 32 minutes together is going to win ball games most of the time. So, that's our goal, and that's what we need to do.
Now, back to the matchup this afternoon, you mentioned the length that Centralia will bring. Obviously, your guys' points have been coming from a lot of your guards, but when you're looking at your post play in Braden Linneman, Isaac Knuth, Jaden Curzon, Henry Teichman, and Easton McGuire, how important is it for your post to not only get to the inside-outside game going this afternoon?
It's real important. The ball needs to get inside somehow, not necessarily scoring all the time, but it condenses the defense down so you get better looks on the outside. And, you know, those kids might, you know, they haven't been putting huge numbers up as far as scoring-wise, but the rebounding, the offensive, you know, Braden had three big offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter against Little River. But, you know, eventually I think two of them led to points, which, you know, if he doesn't hustle and go get that thing, we don't get that opportunity. So it's those little things. And, you know, defensively, they don't have a major post presence, but they got kids that, you know, can do some damage inside if you let them get positioned. So those kids really need to do a good job to do the work ahead of time and not let them get positioned, force them to take difficult shots, and then obviously box them off. So, you know, and anytime we get penetration from the guards and dump offs, we got to make those buckets. You know, they're going to have opportunities. And we got to make it happen.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon and the rest of the way.
Sounds good, Michael. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Head Coach Chris Schmidt. We'll wrap up the Mel's Tire pregame show and come back with tip-off and starters next on the Area Game of the Week on KVUE.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grant Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Olpe postseason basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, Neosha Rapids, prideful schools and communities. Olpe Chicken House since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386. And the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to Olpe High School. As we mentioned, we'll try to get Tegan Trahoon, Drew Baker on the call for Emporia High Spartan Wrestling later on, hopefully at the half of this Olpe Centralia game. But we're about a buck 15 away from probably our national anthem. But Olpe 20-2, the number one seed in this Clifton Clyde substate. The winner of this game will face either Rural Vista or Wabunsee. It's a triple header on our KBWA airwaves. Ken Hansen over in Lebo with Waverly in Lebo on Country 101.7 FM. And, of course, Lake Cripps on the call on Mix 104.9, Emporia State hosting Northwest Missouri. Other games in the Class 1A, D1, and D2 substates, Burlingame at Bishop Seabury, St. Paul at Hartford. We'll try to get scores from around those games throughout. But we'll go ahead and step aside for the national anthem. And actually, we'll just stay right here until we are ready to roll. But Centralia, coached by Nick Evans, he's been the head coach there for quite some time. But obviously, Centralia, pretty close to Olpe as far as tradition and excellence. And Centralia has brought a huge crowd here on this near side. But now we'll step aside for the national anthem. Once again, you're listening to postseason basketball on 1400 AM 96.9 FM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Hallmark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie. We welcome you back here after a great job of the national anthem by the Opie High School Band. But going through. Our stuff here, as we'll have starting lineups being announced to a great crowd here, trying to get my live read pulled up. Knew I was forgetting something, but huge crowd here, as we mentioned, here from Centralia. But looking at Opie's starters, they will look like this. It will be 6 foot junior Brecken McGuire, 5'11 senior Correll Robinson, 6 foot senior Braden Linneman, 6 foot sophomore Deron Leonard, 6 foot senior Jaden Curzon for Centralia. It will be 6 foot two junior Quentin Alterford, 6 foot two junior Isaac Renicky, 6 foot sophomore Bronx Talley, the 6 foot two senior Tyler Jones, and the 6 foot one senior Aiden Talley. I'll remind you guys, Ken Hansen over on Country 101.7 FM with Levo Waverly. As we're trying to find that live read, thought I had it in with my computer, but maybe not. So try to pull up my email and see if I can find that. But this does not quite feel like a semifinal of the Class 1A D1 substate. It has a, kind of a heavier feel with everything on the line. Obviously, win or go home here this afternoon. Of course, we'll get the we've got two more matches, I know for sure, to play, and we're going to get those played during halftime. So if you're listening to Spartan Wrestling, saying what the heck is basketball going on right now, we'll get to you in just a moment. But it'll be Altifer and McGuire for the opening tip. McGuire, the 1A Class D1 Player of the Year a year ago, missed some time earlier in the season, but has really come on strong here in the month of February. It's going to be won by Opie. Opie going left to right, or right to left in your radio dial, in their home white uniforms. Elbow jumper by Brecken McGuire, nothing but net. Opie striking first. McGuire will pick up some pressure in the backcourt in a man-to-man defense. Altifer in the half court, now on the near side corner, driving baseline, kicks it out to Talley, now up top to Bronx Talley, now over to Renicky. Now Bronx Talley has it on the left wing, guarded by McGuire. Now up top to Jones. Remind you guys, Class 1A has to wait a few more years to have a shot clock in the postseason, so no shot clock here as Opie played with that all season long. Now over to Jones. Now underneath the Talley. Talley puts it up. High arching shots, no good. Aiden Talley shot falls away, and a rebound to Opie. Correll Robinson has it at the foul line. Picks up his dribble, going over to the right side to Linneman. Now to Curzon. Up top, McGuire. McGuire over on the right side. Crossover. Over to Linneman at the foul line. Jumper there. Rimming out, no good. And a rebound to Centralia. Opie leading 2-0, 6:40 to play first quarter. Over the near side to Altifer. He'll cross over, now step back three, it's no good. Rebound to Braden Linneman. McGuire now with it in the half court to the elbow, to the block, put up a shot, it's going to be foul on the floor. Nancy Gibbons, Tyler Bushi, and Mr. Stewart are three officials this afternoon. Inbound to McGuire. Elbow jumper. Good. Nothing but net. Opie leads 4-0 here early in this first quarter. McGuire will pick up pressure in the backcourt. Now near side over to Tyler Jones. Puts it on the floor and stolen away by Brecken McGuire. McGuire crossover, threading the needle to Linneman. Linneman's shot rejected off the backboard by Centralia, and we're going the other way with Isaac Rinicky. Rinicky at the left block. Pump fake, fadeaway jumper. It's bricked off the right side, no good. Over to Braden Linneman. But the starting lineup's brought to you by Eagle Creek Ready Mix, local contractor Ready Mix, quality from the ground up. Find them at EagleCreekReadyMix.com or call 620-8080. Many thanks to Bruce and Linda Davis for that sponsorship. Right wing three fired by Brecken McGuire. Big three on the right side. That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Opie on top, 7-0, 5:15 to play first quarter. Altifer's going to drive. Going to be fouled on the floor. That'll be Opie's first, Linneman's first. At the scorer's table, Brady Becker, a 6'4 sophomore for the Panthers. Riker Wendell in there for Opie. Wendell providing good minutes off the bench, 5'8 sophomore. Inbound coming for Becker, going up top to Bronx Talley. Bronx over here in the near side to Rinicky. Now up top back to Bronx. Now Rinicky on the near side. Left side Altifer. He'll step into a long three. It'll barely draw iron. Go off the top of the head of Linneman into the hands of Robinson. He's streaking down the opposite way. Now picks up the dribble. Now near side to Brecken McGuire. Opie looking to add their 7-0 advantage. McGuire drive. Puts it on the floor. Nearly stolen away by Centralia. But it'll stay with Opie. They lead things 7-0. 4:42 remaining first quarter. Winner to play Friday night in Clifton Clyde. Inbound to Curzon. He has his shot rejected out of bounds. Wabunsey and Rua Vista, the 4-5 matchup going on this afternoon. Linneman has it, left elbow. Far side over to McGuire. Get a ball screen, now dribble it back out. Step back three at the top of the key. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound over on the far side. Saved in as Curzon goes in the front row. Trying to save it. Nearly taking out Marvin Teichman over there taking pictures. Well, I don't know if Marvin had the lens ready for that one or not, but Curzon back up okay. But Opie on top, 7-0, just shy of halfway through this first quarter. Aiden Talley has him on the left elbow. Now Altifer on the right wing. He'll spin move on the wing and travel, dragging the pivot. So it'll be a turnover back to Opie. Of course, Burlingame at Bishop Seabury, St. Paul at Hartford. Other games not on our airwaves. But also many folks keeping close tabs on. Robinson over to Riker Wendell on the near side. Now up top, Braden Linneman. Linneman, now to Robinson. Top of the key, three fired. Bang for Carell Robinson. Opie on top, 10-0 after another Henry Ott. Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. And a steal on the opposite side by Robinson. Curzon pushing the break. Bounce pass over to McGuire on the right side. Near corner three by Carell Robinson. Rimming out, no good. Fight for a board. Going to go to Altifer. Opie on top, 10-0, and Robinson's going to pick up a foul in the backcourt, reaching in against Quentin Altifer. But Eli Markowitz, a senior, coming back from a wrist injury in football here in the month of February. And then Isaac Knuth also out there for the Opie Eagles. Centralia in their road black uniforms, a white number. Centralia Panthers across the chest, trimmed in orange. Rinicky has it on the near side wing. Now over to Altifer on the elbow. He'll back down. Now kick it up top to Aiden Talley. Only two seniors on this Panther team. And then we're going to have a hand check. Looks like that's going to go against Eli Markowitz. That'll be his first, team's third. 3:11 to play here in the first quarter. Opie on top, 10-0. Becker with the inbound here on the near side. Up into the backcourt to Bronx Talley. Talley now with it on the right wing. Up top, Altifer. Altifer picks up his dribble. Now far side, Renicky. Opposite corner to Bronx Talley. History good. First points of the afternoon for the Centralia Panthers, stopping a 10-0 run by the Opie Eagles. McGuire, right block. Doesn't get the shot to fall. Rebound to Centralia. Altifer with it. He's at the top of the key, now near side, over on the far side now, actually to Bronx Talley. Now to Becker on the right wing. Becker looking to drive, foul line, backing down Knuth at the block, gets a shot, unable to fall, and a rebound to the hands of Brecken McGuire. McGuire, near side wing. Down the corner to Curzon. Curzon will skip it far side to Wendell, now in the far corner to Markowitz. Up top, McGuire. McGuire looking to drive, get a ball screen. Now at the right elbow, now near side to Wendell. Up top, McGuire to reset the offense. Opie on top, 10-3, 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. McGuire against the man-to-man defense. Get a ball screen from Curzon. Drive with the left, elbow jumper. Good for Brecken McGuire. He's got 9, and the lead is 9 for the Opie Eagles. 12-3, about a quarter remaining in the contest, or in the opening period. Altifer kicked out. Becker thought about a three on the far corner. He'll drive baseline underneath to Aiden Talley. He'll be fouled from behind. That's going to go against Eli Markowitz. That'll be his second, team's fourth. He'll be subbed out as Carell Robinson, Braden Linneman back in the contest. Curzon also getting a breather. Also back out there is Tyler Jones. He'll sub out Isaac Renicky. So Jones will key things in on the right baseline. Going to find Becker at the right elbow. He'll kick it over to Altifer. Long two in the corner. Falls home for Quentin Altifer. 1:20 remaining first quarter. Opie on top, 12-5. Winner lives to see another day and will face either Rural Vista or Wabunsee on Friday. Knuth, far side over to Braden Linneman. Near side over to Wendell, now in the corner to Robinson. 60 seconds left here in the first quarter. McGuire, drive with the left. He'll be fouled, pushed out of bounds by Brady Becker. That'll be his first, team second. McGuire looking to key things in. Goes near side to Robinson. Now over to Braden Linneman. Now over to Brecken McGuire, driving baseline. He'll be fouled by Becker. That'll be his second, team's third. Back in the contest, Isaac Renicky subbing out Becker. So 46 seconds left to play first quarter. Opie on top, 12-5. McGuire looking for an inbound. Looking for an open teammate. Finds Linneman on the right block. Gets it off the window and good. And Braden Linneman will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Curzon back to the scorer's table. He'll sub out Brecken McGuire, a team-high 9 points here in this first quarter. Linneman trying to make it back to a 10-point lead. It's good on the foul shot. 15-5, Opie on top, 44 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Panthers with possession, Quentin Altifer with it. Top of the key, thought about a step-back three, now going near side to Renicky. Renicky now back to Altifer. Guarded by Curzon, step-back three in the corner, bangs off the iron, no good. Rebound to Renicky, 25 seconds left for the Panthers. Renicky to the right block, off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Carell Robinson. 18 seconds left for Opie. They're content with one final shot. Opie's going to go with a four low attack here. Robinson the point, over to the far side to Wendell. Up top, Knuth, now to Curzon. Curzon, now to Robinson. Robinson three at the top of the key, going to be off the mark to the left side, but Opie on top. 15-5 after the first 8 minutes of play. You're listening to postseason basketball on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area Postseason Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Welcome you back to Opie High School. Michael Deeker with you. Force Taken, Trahoon, Drew Baker will be providing some reports throughout our broadcast. We've got two reports to play during our halftime, and we also have a third, so we'll probably have to play that other one at the conclusion of our broadcast before we get into KU basketball here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Of course, remind you guys, Ken Hansen over on Country 101.7 FM, Waverly at Lebo, Blake Cripps on Mix 104.9, Emporia State with Northwest Missouri. But 15-5, Opie on top after one. Jumper by Altifer, no good. Rebound to Brecken McGuire. McGuire at the elbow. Now near side to Deron Leonard, back to McGuire. Now up top, Lineman. Underneath the McGuire. McGuire in double figures as he has the left block shot fall off the glass. Opie started this contest on a 10-0 run, and they lead things 17-5 here in the early stages of the second quarter. Altifer in the near corner. Up top to Tyler Jones. Jones, Bronx Tally, three on the wing. That's no good. Rebound to Curzon. McGuire now with it, pushing it into the half court. Threading the needle to Braden Lineman. Lineman high off the glass, no good. And a rebound to Altifer. Opie remains on top, 17-5 underneath the Aiden Talley. He'll kiss the window and good, trimming the Panther deficit to 10, 17-7. McGuire now on the far side. Over to Jaden Curzon. Back to McGuire, far corner. He'll drive to the elbow, opposite elbow. Jumper by Braden Lineman. Good for the senior Lineman. He's got five. And the lead back to 12, 19-7. Altifer with it. Top of the key, over to the elbow. Now near side to Renicki, underneath the Aiden Talley. Now back to Renicki as it poked out of his hands. Renicki drive on the block, off the window and good for Isaac Renicki. Gets the deficit back to 10, and he'll go to the line for one. First trip tonight for the Centralia Panthers. Do have a score update from Bishop Seabury. Burlingame leading 12-10 after the end of the first quarter. Brock Moon with 7 points in that first quarter. But 19-9 here as the foul shot no good by Isaac Renicki. Deron Leonard on the near side, up top Lineman. Go far wing over to Carrillo Robinson. And top of the key over to the elbow to Brecken McGuire. He'll knock down an elbow jumper, and he's got 13 points. Opie on top, 21-9. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. Altifer, elbow jumper on the opposite side with the answer. He's got four. 21-11 our score. McGuire on the elbow, dribbles to the corner. Now crossing over Renicki. Could be double teamed. He's going to go off the leg of a Centralia Panther. Go out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. Jaden Curzon is going to tie his shoe. With 5:31 left to play in the first half, Opie on top, 21-11. Curzon keys it in. Will Robinson looking back to his bench, looking for the play. Robinson in the half court now. Panthers still in a man-to-man defense. Lineman up top, Leonard. Far side, Robinson. McGuire gets it, thought about a long three, goes to the elbow. Trying to thread the needle. The pass deflected out of bounds by the Centralia Panthers. Physical contest thus far. Wouldn't expect anything less between these two proud programs. Of course, was teasing athletic director Roger Holthaus, who's the head football coach. I said, Roger, I said, how do we have all these basketball games as Linneman has the shot fall on a putback? But Opie's played a lot of games up in Centralia in crummy weather in football season, and then we have such a beautiful day today here in Opie. Highs in the mid-70s as Opie with a steal in the backcourt, taken away by Brecken McGuire. McGuire on the near side wing now, driving to the block. Over to Curzon, left elbow jumper. No good. Rebound to Altifer. Opie on top, 23-11. But the one time we're actually inside between these two communities, it's a beautiful day. Robinson guarding Isaac Renicki. He's at the foul line. Puts it on the floor. Robinson nearly getting a steal. Renicki threading the needle over to Aiden Talley. He'll kiss the window. Timeout on the floor taken by Nick Evans. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Actually, it will be a full timeout, but we'll stay right here with you trying to get our spots ready to go for halftime. But remind you guys, at the half, we'll have Tegan Trahoon, Drew Baker with some Spartan wrestling, getting some things out there for you. But then a full slate, so I want to give a shout out to our studio engineers, Connie Osorio, Iris Renteria. Iris getting us on and trying to get all those reports for you guys. But yeah, we've got about 16 minutes of wrestling, so we might have to go into the third quarter. We'll kind of see how this game is playing out, but at least try to get one of those reports for you during the half. But Tegan, Trahoon, Drew Baker doing an excellent job for the Spartans down at Hartman Arena. But 4:16 left to play here in Opie in the first half. Opie on top, 23-13. Opie with possession after the timeout. Robinson near corner to Brecken McGuire. He'll drive baseline and run out of real estate, and there will be a turnover back to Centralia. Halfway through this second quarter, McGuire's had the hot hand. He's got 13 points. Of course, Opie trying to make it for to state for six straight times, the defending 1AD1 state champion. Three on the near on the far side by Altifer is off the mark. Rebound to Braden Linneman. Of course, we'll have the Opie Lady Eagles on Monday evening at 6 p.m. as they take on Clifton Clyde in a battle of the Eagles. As a three on the far side by Linneman is off the mark. Rebound saved inbound by Robinson, but in the hands of Altifer. That'll be right here on 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Henry Teichman subbing in during the stoppage. We're going to have an offensive foul against Isaac Renicki. Backing down Henry Teichman. Nancy Gibbons saying a little bit too much forearm extension on that one. Linneman will get subbed out. So on the floor for the Eagles, it's Curzon, McGuire, Robinson, Teichman, and Jerron Leonard. McGuire with it in the half court, looking to add to this 10-point lead. McGuire, the left block, kicked far corner to Jerron Leonard, three in the air, good. Opie with another Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. It's their largest lead of the afternoon. They've doubled up the Centralia Panthers, 26-13. Altifer has it on the far side, bounce pass over to Aiden Talley at the foul line. He'll pick up his dribble, kicking it out to Bronx Talley. He'll get a ball screen, and we're going to have a foul fighting through that screen. Looks like that's going to be Jerron Leonard. That'll be his first, team's second here in the second quarter. Linneman back in the contest. He'll sub out Teichman. Grady Becker also back out there for the Panthers. He'll sub out Renicki. So Hartford on top, 24-10, as a turnover on the inbound. And McGuire streaking down, and he will be heavily fouled out of bounds. Into the Centralia Panthers cheerleaders. The officials are going to convene here to say maybe confirm it was on the floor or say it was goaltending. It was blocked off the backboard. So the basket will count, and now McGuire will go to the line. So McGuire getting the shot there. I think they're going to call it goaltending. Still waiting for it to be finalized here. And the and one by McGuire, good. Altifer has it poked out of his hands over to Becker. Becker at the foul line, now near corner over to Bronx Talley. Talley's pass stolen away by Robinson. Robinson, layup on the far side. Good for Correll Robinson. 31-13, Opie on top. 30-second break taken by Centralia. We'll stay right here with you. Get some scores from around the area as they come in. Hartford leading St. Paul 24-10 after the first quarter. Coy Wilkinson, 22 of Hartford's 24 points in that first quarter. Lebo on top, 14-2 over on Country 101.7 FM. So Lebo leading Waverly 14-2. And then do have a score update. Don't know how much time left in the second quarter. But Bishop Seabury leading Burlingame 24-15. Burlingame led things 12-10 after the end of the first quarter. So many thanks to everyone texting those score updates in. Ben D'Andrea, athletic director for Hartford. Eric West, athletic director for Burlingame. Of course, Ken Hansen over on Country 101.7 FM. But 31-13 here. Opie looking like they are well rested after their last timeout was a 62-57 victory last Friday on the road at Little River. Opie was the number two team in the KBCA rankings. Little River the number one team. But Opie looking right where they stepped off. But a big bucket there for the Panthers as Tyler Jones gets the ball on the right block, trimming the deficit for the Panthers to 16. 31-15, 2 minutes left here in the half. Braden Lenneman over to Correll Robinson. Robinson. Over to McGuire. McGuire will be fouled by Becker. That will be his third foul, team's third. Some substitutions here. Back into the contest, Aiden Talley, or actually Isaac Renicky, for the Centralia Panthers. But as we mentioned, we'll get some Emporia High wrestling for you guys at the half. But 90 seconds remaining as Braden Lenneman turns it over to Isaac Renicky. Centralia trailing fast, 31-15. Aiden Talley, nice pump fake. Talley was six to lead the way for the Panthers. 31-17 now McGuire. Step back three at the top of the key. Bang for Brecken McGuire. That's a Henry Ott, Tall Grassel Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Opie's doubled up Centralia here with 1 minute left to go in the half. 34-17 our score. Isaac Renicky on the near side wing, backing down Correll Robinson in the corner. Now up top to Tyler Jones. Back to Renicky on the left block. Off the window. Good for Isaac Renicky. McGuire with it. Slowing things down. Looks like Opie will be content maybe with one final possession to close out the half. McGuire with it. 28 seconds to go. Centralia in a man-to-man defense. Actually, they've kind of gone to a zone, maybe a box and one against Brecken McGuire. 15 seconds to go now as an isolation play upcoming here for McGuire. He's at the right wing. Now on the elbow, pump fake, jumper. Going to be long. Rebound to Curzon. Underneath the McGuire. He'll miss it on the money. And a rebound to Aiden Talley. Talley doesn't realize how much time is left. He fires up a shot that's off the mark. No good. But Opie on top, 34-19. You're listening to postseason basketball on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. The Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is next. We'll get a live report from Hartman Arena with Tegan Trahoon and Drew Baker.
Olpe Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Back inside of Heartland Credit Union Arena, Tegan Trahoon, Drew Baker, as we are into our first of three last matches here in the consolation semifinals at 145 pounds. Yanelli Carranza of Emporia High is looking to make it to the third place matchup. She will be a two-time state placer regardless. She has really gutted out this tournament. We get to blow the whistle and we start the action here. Both wrestlers deep underhook ties to start off. Carranza shrugging off Jesslyn Swanson of Arch City. Carranza immediately jumps on top of Swanson as she misses on a headlock attempt. Does Swanson. Carranza's now up 3-1 as she had control and she let Swanson up to try and get another takedown. They come back to center here with 37 seconds remaining in the first period. Now the pace slowing down just a little bit here as both wrestlers trying to gain some leverage with the right and left side collar ties. Yanelli has really attacked all of her opponents here so far in this tournament. Again, wrestling with a bad wing on the left shoulder. 14 seconds remaining here in the first period. Carranza still up 3-1 over Swanson of Arc City. Fighting for right side hand control are Carranza and Swanson as the clock ticks down to the final seconds, and that will do it for the first period. Yanelli Carranza of Emporia High takes a 3-1 lead into the second period so far, Drew. Looks like Yanelli wrestling with about as much confidence as you would expect for somebody who's gone out and pinned almost every opponent.
Yeah, she is wrestling great. Even with her shoulders, she's going out there and just wrestling like it doesn't even matter, honestly. She's doing everything that she can, and she looks good.
Looks very good here. She sets in on the left side. Swanson immediately turns up, stands up, turns, and throws the headlock. Yanelli goes to her back. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yanelli's in a lot of pain here as she kind of got torqued, gesturing to her back, I think. Oh, man. We'll have a stoppage here as the trainers come out to check her out. The trainer joined by head coach Sean Russell, assistant coach Curtis Simon. Yanelli, again, injured her left shoulder last night. She's talking to Coach Simon. Again, gesturing to the lower back right now. Not like this. Come on, Yanelli. Can't quite see what the issue might be here. Still gesturing down low. Injury time ticking down. As Swanson was standing up and turning, she locked up a headlock and started to throw Yanelli. And that's when Yanelli really showed signs of pain as she gets helped back to her feet by the trainer and Coach Russell. She looks to be okay. She's shaking out the hands a little bit, catching her breath. And she looks like she's going to give it a go again here. Bounces on her toes. And they come back to center. Yeah, it was the back. She keeps gesturing to that lower back.
Yeah, it did not look good, but she's going to give it a go, and she looks like she's ready to wrestle.
Well, they will award a three-point takedown to Swanson over Carranza. Carranza now on the bottom position as we resume action here and we are going to get a stoppage. 1 point awarded to Kwanza.
That was an immediate locked hands.
Yeah, for locked hands against Swanson right off the bat. Minute 35 left to go in this second period, or my apologies, minute 50 left to go. As Ginelli gets out of the bottom position, she stands up, comes up with a single leg. Swanson again tries the headlock. Ginelli shakes it off, gets behind for 3 points. She's up now, 6-5. They come back to standing. We're tied at 6 now. Left side underhook here by Swanson. She gets on top of Kwanza, trying to circle around to the back. Ginelli holding on to the left leg. She stands up and drives forward. Now trying to sprawl out is Swanson. Swanson still trying to circle around to the back for another 3-point takedown. A minute and 12 seconds remaining in the second period. Ginelli is holding on for dear life on that left leg. No points awarded yet. Swanson is across the back of Kwanza on top, trying to pick the ankle up, and we're going to get a stalemate. Neither wrestler able to advance their position, so we go back to standing at center. That's a good reset there for Ginelli.
It was a great reset. Now we can get back to our feet and get to our attacks.
As we resume, right side collar tie for Kwanza, fighting for left hand control against Swanson. They break at center, and now Ginelli circling, looking for an opening. 40 seconds remains here in the second period, tied up at 6. Both wrestlers looking for control of the left elbow of their opponent. Now a right collar tie and snap down attempt by Swanson, shrugged off by Kwanza. They go back to the left side elbow control fighting with 25 seconds remaining in this second period. Again, winner advances to the third place matchup. Kwanza almost got hit with another headlock attempt. She shrugs off Swanson, who's able to stay in bounds. Pushing and shoving, forehead to forehead, right near the far boundary with 6 seconds remaining in the second period. Both wrestlers still standing. Left elbow control being fought for by both, and we will end the second period there, tied up 6-6. Ginelli again looked to be injured early in that second period. She bounces back and continues wrestling, taking the bottom position now. Will be Swanson setting in left side. Kwanza gonna have to try and ride and turn her. Trying to stand up there was Swanson. Ginelli brings her back to the mat. Now to her feet is Swanson. Peels the hands of Kwanza and gets the 1 point escape. It's 7-6 now for Swanson. She's trying to snap down Kwanza and she gets Kwanza to her back. But a stoppage before they can award any points. And Ginelli again in some pain, talking to the official as she's down on the mat. And we're going to get injury time again as Ginelli, she's dealing with something on that lower back.
I think she said she's done.
Oh, no.
I think she just told the ref she's done.
No. Now gesturing to the left shoulder that was injured last night. Still talking with the official. No signal's been given just yet. Seven to six, the lead here for Swanson of Arc City over Emporia Highs. Ginelli Kwanza, yeah, you're right. That's going to do it. Kwanza has the injury default. She'll move to the fifth place match, but again, with the pain that she was in there and the way that she's holding that left shoulder, I don't know if she's going to go.
I would hardly see her wrestling a fifth place match.
Well, we'll find out here in just a little bit as Kwanza loses by injury default, gave it all she had. Again, she came in injured, and she wrestled a phenomenal back half of the bracket. She will finish on the podium again. She'll be a two-time state placer. We'll just have to see where she ends up, see if she can go for fifth place or not. As we are getting set for Alexa Castillo of Emporia High.
She's coming up on mat 5 next.
Yep, she will be up next on mat number 5. But we have a little time as matches are just getting started there, so we'll step aside here, come back with the match when it begins. You're listening to Emporia High Spartan Wrestling at the state tournament here on KVOE, live and local.
Hey,
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
We welcome you back to Opie High School. Halftime or second half action underway, and just like the, how the first half started, Opie, Brecken McGuire now with 21 points as he makes down the elbow jumper. Now Bronx Tally with the three on the right side. It's no good. Rebound to Correll Robbins. Get you some halftime stats once we have a stoppage. We're going to have a travel there, but these halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Opie led in scoring by 21 points now with Brecken McGuire. 5 points to Crow Robinson, 7 points to Braden Lenneman, 3 points to Jaron Leonard. Centralia, 4 points. Quentin Altifer, 4 points. Isaac Renicky, 3 points. Bronx Tally has a jumper underneath by Aiden Tally, no good. 2 points to Tyler Jones and 6 points to Aiden Tally. Once again, those halftime stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Elbow jumper by Brecken McGuire, no good. Rebound to Centralia. Opie on top, 36-19. They started the contest on a 10-0 run and have never looked back. Quentin Altifer with a nice backdoor cut. He'll kiss the window and have his 6 points this evening. But Bishop Seabury leading Burlingame 26-20 at the mid-game break. Waverly's made the Lebo-Waverly contest pretty close. It is 23-15 Lebo at the half. And then St. Paul with a big run in the second quarter. It's 31-26 Hartford at the half. Three on the far side by Jaron Leonard. That's a Henry Octog. Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. His second of the game. And now Opie on top by 18, 39-21. Altifer at the top of the key now. Far side, Isaac Renicky. Riddicky, crossover, now on the left side, backing down to the block, off the window, and no good, but Isaac Riddicky will go to the line for two free throws. Riddicky in the first half, 0-for-1. The lone trip for the Panthers in that first half. 6'2" junior out the line, right-handed shot, good on the first one. 39-22 our score, 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Second one now in the hands of Renicky. In the air and good. Winner to face either Rural Vista or Wabunsee on Friday night in Clifton Clyde. Jaron Leonard, far corner three again. Same spot, same result for Jaron Leonard. He's got 9 points, all coming from Henry Ott of Tallgrass Appraisal Services, Von Roth Land Brokers threes. A foul on the dribble drive against the Eagles. Looks like that's going to go against Crow Robinson. That's his second against Correll. And Renicky back at the line for two.